Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto para sagutin ang inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang man yan, ipon, insurance, racket, diskarte sa negosyo at iba pa. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang May Peraan question ay galing kay Marco, 28 years old, binata, ang job description niya, racketista. Ito ang kwento ni Marco. Kamusta po? Ako si Marco, walang permanenteng trabaho. Pero strike anywhere sa dami ng racket. Naka-shared house para tipid. Nagtatrabaho ako bilang casual na barista sa isang sikat na cafe sa Queensland. Sa umaga, kitchen hand sa tanghali at pag weekend, tumatanggap ako ng cleaning job o pagwe-waiter din sa isang restaurant kapag may free time. Nag-Uber din ako. Dami talagang racket. So may konti rin akong talent sa photography at tumatanggap ng pictorials sa special events. Madalas ako makarinig na hindi daw ako makakaipon hanggat hindi ako nakakakuha ng full-time job. Sa totoo lang, wala po sa personality ko ang napipirme sa isang trabaho dahil mabilis akong ma-bore at mawala ng gana. Alam kong hindi na ako ganun kabata and at some point, kailangan ko na rin magseryoso. Ang tanong ko po ay, paano ko po uumpisahan ang pag-iipon? Posible po ba talagang makapag-save kahit hindi naman full-time ang trabaho? At yan ang May Paraan question mula kay Marco at para magabayan siya. Makakasama natin ang finance expert na si Michelle Baltazar. Kamusta, Miss Michelle?
Mabuti naman, eto, parang bilib na bilib ako kay Marco at ang dami-dami niyang racket.
Bawal magpahinga. Okay.
Bawal po, magpahinga.
Exactly. Tulungan na natin si Marco kasi alam naman natin na mamayagpag ang tinatawag nating gig or racket economy kung saan napapabilang si Marco. Sa tingin niyo po ba, kakayanin niya nga ba talagang mag-ipon? Sige po, i-share niyo sa amin ang inyong wisdom, Miss Michelle.
Alright, so Marco, first of all, don't forget na hindi lang ikaw ang nag-iisip kung paano ba tayo makakapag-ipon whether you have a job or not. Pero ang answer ko dyan ay of course. Maraming paraan para ka makapag-ipon, pero you have to have a strategy. So I'm happy to share a few tips on how you can do that. But the first thing is, kailangan may intention kang makapag-ipon at ibig sabihin yan, alam mo na ang word na gagamitin ko, is magtipid.
Okay, magtipid.
Yes. So una sa lahat, I will just give you this advice kasi nga purus ka side hustle, you don't have any full-time job. One is, kailangang pag-isipan mo kung kailangan mo ng insurance. Yung insurance na yon ay para dito sa Australia, tinatawag na para sa mga self-employed na mga tao. There is a site called bizcover.com where you can find more information about getting insurance, depende sa sitwasyon mo. Pero sasabihin ko lang sa'yo na it's actually a big investment on your money, on your savings, dahil the average insurance for a self-employed dito sa Australia ay $80 to $100. So you're really looking at $1,200 na kailangan mong pag-ipunan. However, the upside of that is guaranteed ka naman na covered ka if anything happens to you. Halimbawa, syempre, ewan ko, parang apat o lima atang trabaho mo, you might have, you have an accident at the cafe, so saan ka makakakuha ng income while you're trying to rest or while you're trying to get better? The insurance would cover that. So that's number one. Number two, kailangan importante rin na you have to expand your network. Ang ibig kong sabihin dyan, you just don't know where the next side hustle or the next racket is going to come from. The good news is there is a huge Filipino community in Queensland and it's just a matter of finding out ano ba yung mga community associations doon. And you know what? A lot of Filipinos who have lived in Australia for many, many years are really quite helpful when it comes to students or people who have just arrived. So that's my number two tip. Make sure that you have a network here. Pangatlo, I'm not sure if you know anything about superannuation, but superannuation is unique here in Australia. It's a way of saving 9% of your salary, and it's deducted from your total salary. Ibig sabihin yan, no choice ka, Marco. It is just gonna be taken out of your salary. Pero pag self-employed ka, di wala yan. So my number three tip is pay yourself first. Pag nagbayad ka ng mobile phone plan mo, nagbayad ka sa kuryente mo, nagbayad ka sa share flat mo, the fourth thing you have to do is set aside anywhere between 9 and 10% of your total weekly income. Yun ang parang gabay. But of course, I don't know what your other expenses are. Ang pinaka-importante ay you develop a regular savings habit. So kung ang kaya mo lang ay $50 this week, that's fine. Pero at some point, you have to have a meaningful amount of savings. So I'm talking about hopefully every month you can save anywhere between $500 to $1,000, which is a lot of money, pero that's the answer to your question earlier na 28 years old ka na. By the way, bata pa rin yan. But you really only have, that's true, but you really only have, let's say, 17 years of working life. Like, I'm thinking about up until you're 45 years old. That's really the time na magkakaroon ka ng promotion or career change. When you're 45 or you're, you know, 40 and above, nalilimit yung mga choices mo. And believe me when I say this. So this is your chance to either make sure that your career is going fine, or kung gusto mo talagang self-employed ka lang, then you have to make sure that you have enough savings.
Wow, ang ganda. Just a quick recap. So gusto ko yung mga strategies na binigay nyo. Number one, kailangan talaga may intention na magtipid. Maging intentional pagdating dyan. Expand your network. And yung superannuation, di ba? Malaking bagay din yan. Kasi nga mapupuwersa siya talagang magtipid. I like, particularly like kung paano nyo po hinighlight yung sinabi nyo na you have to pay yourself first. At pagtatabi ng 9 to 10% mula doon sa iyong total weekly income. At higit sa lahat, ang magandang sinabi nyo ay yung meaningful amount ng maitatabi. Kasi nga naman, di ba, parang what's meaningful for you may be different from what I consider, you know, as meaningful, di ba? Yung 28 years old, sabi nga natin, sabi niya, hindi na daw siya bata. Para sa atin, medyo bata pa siya. Pero I guess nung sinabi nyo po, Ms. Michelle, na kung 40 to 45 years old ka na, malilimitahan na ang choices mo. So I guess parang wake up call din yan, kahit papano, para kay Marco.
Oo. Going back to the savings, yung meaningful amount, Marco, pag hindi masakit sa bulsa mo yung savings mo, hindi pa sapat yun. Talagang it's the kind of amount na feeling mo, should I go out tonight or should I spend money on that new bag? Yun yung mga pinag-iisipan kong savings. It really has to hurt for it to mean something for your financial future. Pero yes, you know, I think isa sa mga parang experience ko every time someone asks me about career and money, one of the things I don't realize is that you really have to work hard between, you know, you're in your 30s to in your 40s to establish yourself. Kasi ang problema niyan pag in your 40s ka na, 45, 50, kailangan you've achieved what you want to achieve from your career, or else it definitely will get harder.
Oh, something to think about, mga nuggets of wisdom na ibinahagi sa atin ni Ms. Michelle. Alam kong limitado ang ating oras, Ms. Michelle, but maybe a final message sa mga katulad ni Marco na siguro medyo torn, mas gusto mo nang i-enjoy ang flexibility ng racket or pagkakaroon ng gigs or side hustle, pero gusto ring masimula ng pag-iipon. Go right ahead and talk to them.
Thank you. Marco, it's really good to see that you are hardworking because that's the key. You will always have a regular income. But my advice to you is to set yourself an actual savings goal. So for example, if you want to say, I want to save $40,000 in 10 years or in 5 years, once you've actually named the dollar figure, it becomes real. nagiging totoo na yan. And then suddenly, the way you save will be influenced by what you've set out yourself to achieve.
Ang ganda. And on that note, maraming salamat sa ating featured expert para sa linggong ito, walang iba kundi si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, pwede nyo kaming i-email sa filipino.program@sbs.com.au, sa Facebook Messenger ng SBS Filipino Facebook page. At kung may kaibigan o kamag-anak na gusto mong ipapakinig o i-share ang episode na ito, bisitahin ang www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.